You're listening to SBS News.
In the industrial area on the outskirts of Darwin is the Tiwi Land Council's headquarters. The unassuming flat-roofed building has become a processing house and storage facility for more than 250 artworks and artefacts being repatriated to different Aboriginal communities in the Northern Territory. Tiwi Land Council Chairman Gibson Farmer Ilor Tarmany is standing at the edge of the boardroom table in a room lined with spears, woven baskets and paintings. In his white-gloved hands, he's turning over a long wooden carving that looks to be of a prehistoric creature. It's a frilled-necked lizard in full flight, a carving created on the homelands of Paru on the Tiwi Islands by his grandfather, Jack Ilor Tarmany.
I was having a look at them, unpacking everything, and I seen some stuff there. Belonged to my grandfather. I was amazed how he was an artist, how you put that lizard together.
He explains this style of carving is vastly different to what artists are creating today. The arms and legs have been formed separately, brought together with a sticky bush resin. Standing on its back legs, face angled to the sky, the 40-centimetre-long artwork appears ready to run.
At Paru, we used to sit down and watch those people do it. And they never rush. They take their time. Because they use special glue from the bush. This has been really done really hard. Used to use material from the bush in the jungle.
Mr. Ilor Tarmany has clear memories of his grandfather making these carvings and then selling them at the nearby mission. Preserved in this collection is an ornately decorated cockatoo, a bandicoot and a frilled-necked lizard, all created by his grandfather, Jack Ilor Tarmany. The returned works have outlasted the community they were created in. Gibson farmer Ilor Tarmany says the once thriving community of Paru on the shores of Melville Island has now dwindled to just a few permanent residents.
I have to go back to the rightful people because, you know, the ones over on my left, they're from Paru. And no one lives at Paru. We need to put it somewhere, Wurrumyanga, so my family can have a look. Especially them kids that go to school. They haven't seen this artifact in a lifetime.
The frilled-necked lizard is part of a private collection of more than 250 pieces that was being kept in the small town of Creswick, just outside Ballarat in regional Victoria. Its owner, John Morris, bought the items during the 1960s and 70s while working as a lay missionary and then a government welfare officer on the islands. Detailed logbooks he kept at the time show he bought the works legitimately and for modest fees, reflective of the time.
He realised as soon as he got there that there was an enormous art inheritance on the part of the Tiwi, that people were still producing art, but that times were changing, that there was a evolution from the transitional period into a more modern era, and this was having an impact on the way that art was being created.
Speaking there is historian Peter Forrest, who has maintained a close working connection with John Morris over many years. Mr. Forrest and his wife Sheila travelled to Ballarat to help get this collection back to the Tiwi Islands.
Everything in the collection tells a story of earlier times. There are fishing nets of great fineness and quality made out of traditional materials. There are all sorts of things which speak of the way things were.
Collector John Morris declined to provide comment to SBS News, but Peter Forrest says settling this collection was something he had long wanted to do.
He realised that when he died, the collection might be in some peril of being sold up and dispersed. And he didn't want that to happen. And so he began these overtures with the Land Council to give all of those materials back. And it was a very noble and generous action on his part.
Tiwi Land Council Chairman Gibson Farmer Ilor Tarmany agrees.
We need to restore that history you know, what happened in the past, we need to bring it back. The important thing about the artifact is it's good they came back home, come back to the rightful people, and we've got to sort out that it goes back to the Tiwi Island.
While the boxes have made it to the Tiwi Land Council headquarters in Darwin, the repatriation process is far from over. The collection is significant, stretching the small land council's limited resources. Along with artefacts and artworks are dozens of documents detailing the ceremonies and sacred sites of the Tiwi people. Meticulously cataloguing, recording and preserving the works is the Tiwi Land Council's senior anthropologist, Helen Haritos.
Every time we took something out of the box, we'd call him in to have a look. And yeah, it was just like opening a magic box, I think. It was just incredible for Gibson as well as us.
Of Greek-Australian heritage, Ms. Haritos was surprised to find her own family reflected in the art collection. Her father was a renowned crocodile hunter in the Northern Territory, a legacy that lives on in the large saltwater crocodile she inherited when he passed away. It's a deadly pet that she still cares for today in the backyard of her suburban home. At the time these artworks were being made in the 1960s, her father had a number of Tiwi Island employees working on his boats. The artist behind the small carved frilled neck lizard that's now being returned was one of those men. With the information labels attached to some of his later works showing he'd adopted the Haritos surname.
I think I'm extremely privileged to have the opportunity to work with these artefacts. Some of the artefacts I've never seen the likes of it before. It's just amazing. The main thing is for me to get to the boxes that the artefacts are stored in, to unwrap them in their current wrapping and put them in appropriate glassine paper, particularly the paintings. Ochre doesn't rub off on this particular paper.
Francesca Cabillo is the Executive Director of First Nations Arts and Culture from the Australian Council of the Arts and has spent 30 years working across the art and repatriation space. She says gifts like this one are a rarity, but the activism of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people has improved the general understanding that these important objects come from a living culture.
These objects are important and come from a living culture, and therefore to give back, even though you may have purchased it and have ethical engagement, is a great gift back to the community, and one that should be encouraged from all researchers and ethnographers.
She says while the federal government has shown a strong focus on repatriation nationally, there isn't the level of funding needed to support this kind of work in remote communities.
And I think that's where the government really does need to think more thoroughly in terms of repatriation. When they are gifted back to the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, where will they be stored? Do those communities have the facilities in place for safekeeping and for their future generations?
Tiwi Land Council Policy Officer Helen Day has been showing photographs of the artworks to clan groups on the Tiwi Islands and says the response has been an emotional one as families reconnect with the people and traditions behind the works.
It just is a reminder that culture is never lost. You know, the past is always there to remind us. And, you know, I think that gives people, I think Tiwi people, as you know, they're a very proud people. So, you know, I think all of this artwork is, you know, just reinforces that Tiwi pride in what we have in our culture and our heritage.
Until facilities can be built and upgraded on the islands, the artworks will stay in Darwin. But Ms. Day is confident the carved frilled neck lizard will not just attract funds for a museum, but also federal investment to restore the community this work was created in.
You know, it is, an auspicious omen that, you know, good things are ahead for, you know, that community to once again, you know, I think have the potential to be even a hub or epicentre of rebirthing the next generation of Tiwi culture, but also a return to country.
Letitia Lemke, SBS News.